And now we're turning to the Australian Indigenous fashion sector, and it's a rapidly emerging sector that's gaining global attention. And this month, the nominees for the National Indigenous Fashion Awards were announced. And the awards are a showcase collection. They're a great showcase for designers and artists of Australia's leading First Nations creatives. And it's a unique opportunity for the Australian and also the international fashion community to connect with one of the world's oldest living cultures. And this morning we're joined by David Giles Kay from the Indigenous Fashion Project to talk more about the awards and the sector. David, how are you this morning?
Yeah, great, Willie. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's great to have you. Now, the awards grew out of this Country to Couture event that was held at the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair. Tell us about the idea behind that first Country to Couture event.
Yeah, the Country to Couture is a runway event, which is a runway event with a bit of a difference. It's basically a celebration of what art centres and artists around Australia have been doing in textiles and fashion. And they often collaborate with a designer and come up with these incredible collections. Some of them are commercial, but most of them are usually really conceptual. And we put on this runway, and we've done it for the last 5 years, and it's been this most, you know, the most amazing sort of eclectic and incredible display of, you know, creative energy that's come out of artists and designers at the art fair. And the art fair itself has been going for about 15 years, and it's the art fair. It's the biggest Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander art fair in Australia, and one of the biggest events in Darwin each year, excuse me, and it has always had textiles as part of it. When the Country to Couture started, which the art centres asked us to bring it in 5 years ago, it really just helped sort of kick it along. And it's this year we have 15 collaborations that we'll showcase.
So oh, that's very so awesome. That is so awesome. Now, the awards obviously help raise the profile of Indigenous fashion professionals, but what are some of the other positives to come out of them?
Well, I think, you know, what the biggest positive really is that the just recognising, you know, it's time to really recognise that this is a really important part of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and practice. So I think just the recognition for communities, for artists, for designers that, you know, this is really important. The work that they're doing is really important. Has really sort of given a real boost of confidence. But the in sort of more practical terms, you know, it's the awards, the six categories in the awards, and they range from like community contributions through to wearable art and to ceremonial art to textile, and then the more commercial fashion art, and also a special recognition award and an environmental and social contribution award as well. So they're very the categories are pretty diverse, and they're designed around and the prizes are designed around helping to improve or increase capability or sort of to support the growth of the sector. You know, there's a lot of really exciting awards that come out of it. So one of them is the Fashion Award is sponsored by Country Road, and what the Country Road does with the winner of that award is that basically gives a 12-month sort of very intensive sort of mentoring and engagement with that fashion label. Last year it was Mara Collective, so yep. It's an incredible experience for them, and that this last year has been amazing for Mara Collective. And RMIT also down in Melbourne supports the Textile Design Award and gives develops a program with the textile artists to sort of help them wherever they're at.
Yeah.
You know, develop whatever they want.
I can imagine that you know, that opportunity to mentor with Country Road is just so, oh my God, the amount of information and insight and just having someone you can call on when you're starting out who, you know, they deal with supplier issues or they, you know, scaling or, you know, fabric development. That's just would be so, that's such a great opportunity, isn't it?
It's incredible, yeah. Julie, who's the person behind Mara Collective, has spent time in all the different departments at Country Road. She's just got, like you say, got to know them. They've been incredible support. But the other sort of amazing positive to come out of it is actually the connection to that all of Australians all this amazing work that's coming out of Indigenous Australia in textiles and fashion. And, you know, fashion is one of the amazing connectors it's something we all wear it every day. And, broader Australians to have a platform they can, see what's going on and, start to engage more with this incredible work that people are doing.
Yeah, you're right. It is a really accessible entry point into joining the conversation or supporting First Nations people. Fashion, it does have that ability to kind of connect. I would say storytelling is really intrinsic to the Indigenous cultures, and fashion can also tell us a story. How would you say the story of First Nations fashion is evolving, and what is that story today?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much a part of culture that sharing of culture, storytelling, the sharing of culture, and also the telling the stories that come out of community is a huge part of it. But it's not just those community stories. There's just such a diversity of experiences, obviously. Really positive and really difficult experiences in Indigenous Australia, and all those stories are being told, and really importantly being told. And again, because fashion is such a sort of broad connecting point for all of us, it's just an amazing platform. It's like music in a way, platform for really starting to non-Indigenous Australia to really engage with what those stories are, and whether it's talking about a lot of the stolen generation, or if it's talking about what amazing work is being done in remote communities by the communities. So the stories are incredibly diverse.
Yeah. It is really, I know the awards get announced in August. Is that correct? The winners get announced in August?
Yes. It'll be streamed on NITV's streaming services and on the 3rd of August. You can also follow us on our website, which is nifa.com.au, nifa.com.au. And we have socials and everything as well. But the winners will be announced on the 3rd of August. Yes, and be very exciting.
Yeah,
really
awesome.
Looking forward to that.
Maybe we'll have to follow up with you guys then and see how it all went and chat to some of the winners.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'd love to connect you with the winners. That'd
yeah,
be fantastic.
Awesome. Well, Dave, look, thank you so much for this morning. Good luck with deciding on who takes out those awards, and we'll talk to you again in August.
Thanks, Willie. Cheers.